WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a man. What the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Up as we head to Elimination Chamber a week from this Saturday live on Peacock and Netflix. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211 chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangle button on the screen. You can use Kirk Rock, Second Fortnite, Up Shop, or the Lindsay M Ward. You can also do exclamation point masters in chat. And click that link and do all the things.
Click the link.
It's fun. It's exciting. Play the game. Who knows? Anyway, I'm the producer, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Oh, we're on to something on the Elimination Chamber. It's a cooking. It's a thing.
And some of it is official, while some of it is just unsanctioned. So Monday Night Raw opened up with Sami Zayn. He said it's been a rough couple weeks. He said he doesn't know two wrestlers who have been tied together as long as he's had between more than him and Kevin. He said he's in a relationship as long as theirs are a lot of betrayals. And let's face it, there have been. There's also been a lot of forgiving, but not this time. Owens tried to end my career. He said the problem for Owens is that he didn't get the job done. Sami said Kevin said he would be Elimination Chamber in. Sami will be there too, because he wants the fight. Raw General Manager Adam Pearce is like, you know what you've been told, Sami. I told you, all this told you, the board told you, medicals told you. The answer is no to having a match with Kevin Owens. You aren't medically cleared, said Adam Pearce. Fans booed him the entire time, so the match is not happening. Sami told Pearce to stop. He said, you've known us for long before we even signed our contracts. And you know I'm not taking no for an answer. I'm not leaving until I get the match. He said, it's true, I've known you guys for over 20 years, but I can't sanction the match. What do you want me to do? Something I've never done before? He talked about, what if he hit you in the head with a chair repeatedly? Or laid you laying on the concourse? Or pile-drive you over and over and over again? And he couldn't stop him. Pierce said there were no referees could enforce any rules. He said that it's all the risk is in Sami's court, and there would be very little reward. Even if you win this thing, you still lose, said Adam Pearce. He talked about, you know, this could be your final match ever, Sami in Elimination Chamber. And he asked if he understood. Sami leaves the ring, gets face-to-face with Pierce. He said he knows what it means. I can hit him with the chair. I can leave him laying in the concourse. I can pile drive him over and over again. I could break his neck, basically. And that you, Adam, wouldn't be able to stop me. He told Adam Pearce to give him the match. He said they will fight at Elimination Chamber, and it's not official. It's unsanctioned. Good stuff.
Fantastic stuff. And I mean, it's Kevin and Sami. Where else can you really go with this, right? Except unsanctioned. Like, there's nowhere else to really take it because these two have tried to kill each other multiple times across various stipulations. Like, cage matches. I think there was a Hell in a Cell at one point.
I don't think we got the cell yet.
We haven't gotten to the cell yet? Okay, well, there is a plan. We could go to the cell, but not an elimination chamber. You can't have an elimination chamber and a Hell in a Cell. That's just overkill. But did do it at WrestleMania. But, like, the point is they have tried to kill each other multiple times. A regular match won't do. And the fact that they're leaning into the fact that Sammy is injured because of Kevin, and they're both done, right? Because Kevin has gone off the deep end. He can't be reasoned with. And Sammy's like, nah, I'm not going to forgive you this time. No, I'm done with that crap. So, like, I applaud where they're going with this because they're just going to try to kill each other.
And they will.
And they will. And we'll see if they can take anything to WrestleMania. I doubt it because I don't know how you come back from unsanctioned. I think, and that's what has me really curious about this. Is it's like, okay, so we're going to have them fight for the first time in a few years because they haven't touched in a while. They kind of danced around each other a little bit, but they haven't like had a whole full out whole ass brawl in a minute. So the first match in a while will be unsanctioned, which is severe and reasonably so, like not questioning that, but it's like where are they going after that? That's what I'm really curious about, and I don't know, but I kind of want to find out.
And that
because there has to be something else, right? Like there has to be something after this that's going to top it, because this is potentially going to Mania. Maybe
that's the key. You don't know because there's other elements in the play.
Yep.
With other superstars that can come out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
In the Judgment Day clubhouse, we had Dom talking to Liv, and they heard that Bianca and Naomi are looking for her. And Morgan said, you don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about Dom and how much of a great job he's been doing and how he stepped up and how he beat AJ Styles. And they were talking about adding a new member. And, you know, whenever Mitchell gets yelled at by Finn, speaking of Finn, he shows up, you say his name, and he appeared. Balor said it wasn't the same. He said there would be three members of Judgment Day at the Elimination Chamber because Morgan's qualified. He'll be Rollins and Raquel will be Roxanne because it would be embarrassing if she lost. Raquel told him she would handle her business and told Balor to handle his, and there would be no new members. And we had Dom and AJ battle 1-on-1. Good match between the two. AJ, of course, got the win. I'm going to stop it there so we can talk about the Judgment Day stuff first. There's still a lot of tension and kind of, hey, you do this and you do this. And, well, who knows where it goes.
The unity, I'm not feeling the unity in the Judgment Day. And you're seeing, again, the fracture start to happen. And you're seeing how they're going to spin people potentially out of the Judgment Day and maybe end it entirely, right? Because I can see Liv and Dom and possibly and Raquel and Carlito going off and doing their own thing, and then you split Finn out and you have Finn do whatever. But I can see those four remaining together at least for a while until Liv and Dom eventually implode, like we know they will. Or Liv and Raquel or Carlito is just like, hey, I'm done with this shit, bye. So, like, you can see that happening, but like the unity, especially the loss of JD. You're seeing that, you're feeling that. There's not a lot really holding them together. And then, you know, it doesn't help that Raquel and Liv are on, you know, Naomi and Bianca's shit list for what they did to Jade. That's no bueno. That's not good.
We'll get
but
there.
Yeah, like, because it was like Dom left to go have the match and Carlito was supposed to go with him. And Carlito's like, all right, bye. Had to chase him down. So it's like they're more focused, it seems, on the video game or other things than on team unity. They need a team building event.
I also like the quirk about, you know, having how much the DLC costs too. That was funny.
That was good. That was funny. Maybe they could do an escape room.
Just tweet them about it. Maybe they should.
Maybe they should.
So AJ Styles defeated Dominic Mysterio, as mentioned, and after the match, Bron Breakker appeared, ghost spear AJ Styles. AJ moved out of the way. Dom ate the spear. Styles hit him with an enziguri. Breakker went to the outside, threw a shirt. AJ caught it and looked right at the Intercontinental title.
Oh, AJ wants a shiny.
He sure does, and maybe he'll get his shot sooner rather than later. We are backstage with the Creeds and Ivy Nile. There's also a video package from the War Raiders later in the show. They promised Chad they would all have gold when he returns. She's in a shot for the Women's Intercontinental Championship, number one contenders match. She said she'd beat Dakota Kai. Dakota Kai walked by, and she says no one wants to see you get another title shot, and she's going to be bringing it home for American Made. And Kai said, so far, you know, there's been tougher women than Nyla tried to beat her, and she's going to earn her rematch for the Intercontinental Championship, which she did by taking down Ivy Nile. Good match.
Very solid match. Like, no complaints about this at all. They're heating Dakota Kai up. They're pointing her at Lyra Valkyria. I'm sure Ivy Nile will get a shot at some point. But I feel like Lyra and Dakota is a very good mix because Dakota can go either way. You know, mm-hmm. in terms of needing to be a little bit more of a heel, she can do that. Or if you want her to be more of a babyface, she can do that. But with Lyra firmly sitting in the babyface category, you can have Dakota play that more heel villain role, and it will make the match that much better. So good on him for that.
Penta Pete Dunne on the show once again. You had Ludwig Kaiser get knocked off the apron at one point, costing Dune the match.
I need them to have a three-way. Can they just have a three-way? Can they just do that, please? I mean, y'all were talking about three-ways last night. So could they just have a three-way and just be done with it, preferably in public with cameras so we can all see it? Thank you.
I think we're going to get to that point.
Do you think?
I think so.
Maybe.
Okay. Kathy Kelly was backstage talking to Liv and Raquel and brought up the footage. And Liv's like, did you ever see us attack Jade, Kathy? And they're focused on Raquel taking on Roxanne in the Elimination Chamber, and then she asks about the footage again. Warren asks Raquel if she would feel bad if they were responsible for her attack, and she's like, not at all. And she said that could happen to anyone who gets in their way. And tonight it happens to be Roxanne Perez. So it was Roxanne Perez and Raquel Rodriguez in the Elimination Chamber qualifying match. Good match. Roxanne gets the win. After a little shenanigans got involved when Bianca Belair and Naomi ran out to confront Liv Morgan, this caused a distraction, allowing Roxanne to head to Elimination Chamber.
Say, brr, it's cold in here. There must be some clovers in the atmosphere. Loved the tribute by Bianca and Naomi. It was so cute.
It was. The bring it on stuff, that was...
That was fantastic. Like, I just saw Bianca come out in that, and I was like, oh, dude, nice.
It was like,
nice.
Why is she in that type of outfit? It was like, oh, right, bring it on. Yep, there it is.
Bring it on. Yep, there it is. Yep. The match with, like, Raquel and Roxanne was fine. Like, it was good. You know, you had Liv do her typical interference, and I think it's more, they're obviously building to Liv and Raquel versus Bianca and Naomi. Like, that's where they're going with this.
Next
and that's
week.
Fine because they, yeah, next week. So they're gonna fight about specific things. But yeah, you know, I'm super thrilled for Roxanne. They filled out the Elimination Chamber card really, really, really nicely because you've got Naomi, you've got Alexa, you've got Liv, you've got Bianca, you've got Bailey, and now you've got Roxanne. This is going to be fucking good.
And the tag champs were like, you know, we'll come if it's every woman for themselves, kind of. It will be every woman for themselves once it gets down to them, either one of them when they face off at the end. But Liv better watch out because, you know, they're going to get their revenge.
And there'll be no one to save her and nowhere to run.
And they talked about, you know, they'll be fighting Rhea or maybe even Io. Because you never know.
That's true. That's true. That could be a thing.
And we talked about triple threats last night. You never know. It might be another triple threat for the women at WrestleMania. We'll see.
Maybe. We'll see.
Gunther wanted to see what all the fuss was about. He did the Jey Uso walk through the concession for the eating. He wanted them to do the yeets. He said that performing for the fans is like reading Shakespeare to a dog. He said he's sick of entering the ring with people who can't lace his boots. He said he was hoping that Jay would make the right decision, but the fans gave him a false sense of confidence, forced him to dig his own grave. He said he outclasses Jay in every aspect. He told the fans Jay's blood will be on their hands, for the fans, that is. He told the fans to be honest with themselves and question if they really think Jay could beat him on WrestleMania. Fans were... wanted Jey Uso to show up. He wanted a professional opinion. Michael, Pat, in what's supposed to be your unbiased professional opinion, who do you really believe that Jey Uso has a chance to beat me at WrestleMania? They're like, you tell Pat, come on, answer the question. McAfee's like, one night only, anything can happen. He, you know, yeah, I think Jake has a chance to win, beat you. This brought out Jay, because he was going to go after Pat. He was held back by referees. He blew past them. They had a brawl. And then we got some yeeting. Good stuff. It was very hot, very heating up. I liked that they did the crowd stuff. It was really good.
It was nice to see that, like, to have Gunther sort of mock it and then him kind of, like, insult people as he's walking down. Like, this is the best Gunther I think we've seen ever. Like, he's just kind of, like, from when he was in NXT to now, this is just, like, a complete 180 for him. And I love that he's gotten so much better at the promo work, and I love that he's kind of, like, getting into this a little bit. And just having him do the entrance, and he's out there admonishing everybody, and then, like, you have Jay coming in trying to get his revenge, slash trying to get the save, and Pat with the distraction was just really good. And then the fight between the two, like, I don't know how we're gonna get to WrestleMania, because this is gonna cool off before then, but
yeah,
I guess we're gonna find out, because this is hot, man.
They better have something good planned, because, yeah, it's getting, it's boiling. It's starting to simmer. It's getting to that point where the water's about to boil, and you're going to want to get it, but we'll see.
So I don't know if they're going to take their foot off the gas a little bit, but we'll see, because, yeah, this is, like, boiling hot.
New Day's in the ring. They showed the attack from last week. They told Ray to get well. You know, the fans don't like us, and, you know, we got a New Day sucks chance. Kofi's won more titles than Ray. Kofi said he's been with the company for 19 years. He said the difference between him and Ray is that he never left. True. Kofi said he should be the locker room leader, not Ray Mysterio. You know, they had the
audacity. I mean, you can be. Nobody's stopping you.
I mean,
you were a dick.
I mean, Ray is kind of stopping them. Wood said the audacity forced their hand last week. He said the fans should thank them for showing Ray mercy. He said the fans should thank them for not taking Ray out back and giving him the old Yeller treatment. They gave Ray a couple extra days off to spend with his wife. LWO came out.
I just want to stop you right there. Serious question in the year of our Lord 2025. How many people actually understand the old Yeller reference? I really want to know. Like, not amongst our generation, but the generations that are younger than us.
It's not skibby enough for them, so probably not. Did it happen in Ohio?
Maybe.
So unless it happened in Ohio and was very skibbity, they're not rizzing about it.
Yo.
No cap. The fries aren't in the bag for that one. They don't know what it is.
I just was sitting here thinking about that. I was like, I know we understand it because there's a specific level of, like, timeline where it was like a rite of passage as you had to watch old Yeller, generally in school, by the way. But, like, I don't know if they still show it to kids today or not. Or if they have to read the book, because the other side is you read the book. Like, I don't know if you still have to or not.
So the LWO came out. They said New Day sucks. LWO hit the ring, 3-on-2 attack. And Woods and Kofi ran away.
Cowards. Also, can Kofi grow back his mustache?
No.
I'm sorry. I hate that kind of facial hair on a man because it almost never looks good. And I'm not, like, trying to, like, bash him or anything. It's just one of those types of things that you have to have, I feel like, a very specific, like, face to pull it off. And it almost never works because pretty much everybody just doesn't have that face. So, yeah, Kofi, if you could just grow the mustache back.
Kathy Kelly's interviewing Seth Rollins. He talked about WrestleMania being 10 weeks away. He said he needed a win tonight to get into Elimination Chamber. His qualifier is big as it gets. He said Finn needs a win, but he needs it more. Karrion Kross just then appeared as Seth walked away. He said he knew Sammy would see this eventually because he keeps his eye close on Seth Rollins. He said that, you know, the idea of Jey Uso thinking he would beat Gunther as well as Rollins qualifying with Elimination Chamber, eliminating the Invisible Man John Cena. He said Sammy believes he can beat Kevin Owens despite the shape that he's in. Kross said there's no helping Rollins or Jey, but there's always time for Sammy to turn things around.
That is true. There is always time to turn things around, but he has to survive Kevin Owens to do it. But yeah. Oh, Seth.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there. But Seth Rollins, Finn Balor, hell of a main event to qualify for the Elimination Chamber match. Great near falls, but at the end, really close near falls. There was like there was a 2.999 one at one point on a stomp. In the end, Seth Rollins is headed back to the Elimination Chamber.
I think we all knew this was going to happen, but the getting there was a really fun journey because the match was superb, which it's Seth and Finn. Mm-hmm. Like, with all the history, with everything there, you know it's going to be good. Even with, like, little to no build on it, it's still going to be a good match because there's enough of a grudge there that they're just going to go at each other, right? So they definitely filled that requirement to a T. And, like, the spot at the end where Finn's knee gives out, that was a really, really, really well-done spot. Like, that was good. But, yeah, this was just, I enjoy this immensely. And in terms of putting Seth in the chamber, yeah, I think we all know where that's going. And that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like, this is the, like, in terms of predictability, I like that it's like you can kind of see the path in front of you. So it's like, okay, yeah, this is where we're going. And then if they swerve it, they swerve it. But, like, okay, I'm seeing the road. I'm seeing the path. I'm seeing where we're going. And I'm liking this direction. Let's keep going down this path, which is probably that Seth and Roman are going to try to kill each other again, maybe for the final time.
Never. Nothing is ever the final time.
True.
We know this. But anyway, that was Raw.
This was an excellent show. A solid build on the road to the Elimination Chamber, which will in turn lead us on the road to WrestleMania, working things up, maybe a little bit too much, but we'll see where they go from here.
Indeed. This Thursday, we're back live for The Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news. We'll have notes. We are talking NXT Vengeance Day?
Correct.
I got the title. Let's go. We are talking NXT Vengeance Day on The Rack. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. It's another edition of Sleepy Radio. Sunday, it's Wrestle Talk Radio. They'll preview the Elimination Chamber, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday around 10:30 p.m. Eastern for another edition of the Raw Post Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat if you have Amazon Prime. Link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can use credit code RocketSock or
Ben's M Word
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Gamester when you buy Captain America or Avatar or Adidas. We're a pickle. Which was hashtag
Epic Partners. And there's a new season coming.
That's why I brought up the pickle.
They gave Midas a mullet. I don't know how I feel about this. I just really don't know how I feel about this.
Also, the pickle is a big deal.
Why is the pickle a big deal?
It's a big deal. Get it? Big
no.
deal. That's his name.
Oh, it's gonna be painful.
And he raps.
Just what we need, a rapping pickle.
Cause Fortnite.
Oh god.
Anyway, plugs.
You can follow me on most of the social media outlets for LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitter. Or wait, I just said that. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/LensWard. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/LensWard. And you can follow me on the Shipcox, LensWard0.
This has been the Raw Post. Presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack and right back here every Monday for the Raw Post Show. Along there with the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.